Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Cork. Darcy Abbott is the host of The Hotspot with Darcy, which airs live every Monday at 4 p.m. on WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. She is also the producer of the Still River Music Festival, which will be held Saturday, June 24th at the Riverton Fairgrounds in Riverton, Connecticut. With an extraordinary amount of volunteer work within the community, Darcy has become a fixture in the arts and culture community in Northwest Connecticut. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Darcy Abbott here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. Darcy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on the program. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being here. You do such an extraordinary work on The Hotspot with Darcy. I enjoy it. I listen to it right after I listen to the Nutmeg Chatter program, and it's just a fantastic show.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy the local music scene, and so having the ability here at Community Radio to provide that platform for the local musicians is just phenomenal. And I'm really having a lot of fun with it, and it's growing. You know, I'm booking artists all the way into July now.
When did you first come up with the idea of doing The Hotspot with Darcy?
Well, I originally started out with the show to be to highlight local businesses, which is one of the reasons I picked the Monday evening slot, so that businesses would have the time to come in with their schedules and, you know, being businesses. So it was when I first came downtown, it was like two summers ago in July, and I met up with Sharon Wagner, and I was kind of helping her with some things that she was working on. She was the first person I volunteered with down here in Torrington, and she was doing the show up here. You know, she comes up and sits in with Barry, and she'd come in with Jock, and I always found it very interesting, the whole radio thing and the multimedia in general. So what I did is I said, well, I'm going to volunteer. So I put in my volunteer application, and then Jock Williams, one day I was walking up and down the street doing some stuff for Sharon, and he chased me down, and he's like, hey, you know, come on over. So I came in and I sat with him in the studio. He was the first person I was ever on the air with here at WAPJ. Thank you, Jock. And I sat in with him for a few minutes, and we talked about what I was doing and the volunteer work and the stuff going on downtown. And that was the start of it. And my application was already in. It took a little while because they were waiting to do the next training program.
Sure.
So, but I remember sending out a Facebook page to a couple, or Facebook message to a couple of the managers going, I'm not going away. And so last October, I started, you know, all my training with Barry and everything. And then in January, I launched my show.
That's fantastic. Now, I just want to remind our listeners that if they want to feel good, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays in the mid-morning, right after the Miss Lee's morning show, they should listen to Jock Williams's The Feel Good Show. They will feel good listening to Jock.
Yes, he plays some really good catchy tunes, too. I love it. Sometimes I can, you know, get a good dance going on when I'm listening to him.
Very nice, very nice. Now, for you, when you do The Hotspot with Darcy, mm-hmm. you first start out thinking about businesses mm-hmm. and interviewing those in the business community, and there's certainly a spot for that, if you will, your spot, The Hotspot.
Yeah.
But in addition, you've also interviewed a number of musicians.
Yes.
And that seems to have really found a niche, really hit a chord, if you
yes.
will forgive the pun, on that. How did that come about, the idea of the musicians?
Well, I know a bunch of different musicians, and I, you know that there's, you know, a lack of a platform, really, in radio in general, you know, for local musicians, except for on community radio. And there are a few shows. There's, you know, got my show, and you've got the New England Music Show.
Mm-hmm.
All play local music. And then down at WESU, you have a couple of, you have Homegrown down there with Robbie DeRosa. He plays all local music. You know, so more and more, I find you're starting to see these shows pop up because we have such a vast music scene here. So how it started with me was a few friends, and I'm like, oh, well, come on in. And then I got expanded to 2 hours because I originally wanted 2 hours. So then I got that. And then I started running a couple of pre-recorded shows, doing a little extra for the station. And so there was another hour. So I ended up getting the 3 hours. And it gave me so much time to do that. So I thought, well, great. I can have businesses in, at one segment of the show, and I can have the musicians come in and play live for another segment.
And one thing that your show does, which I find a wonderful, extraordinary addition to the WAPJ experience, is that you record and do a Facebook Live during performances. That when the artists, when the musicians come in to do a song or two, you will post that Facebook Live, and that seems to generate a lot of interest.
Yes, it absolutely does. And so, maybe I'm not reaching through the airwaves or even the tune in live, but I'm reaching them at Facebook, which then will route them to WAPJ. So I find it, it helps to drive more traffic, more awareness of what community radio is, and, in general, and specifically WAPJ.
That makes sense, and it seems almost like a logical extension of what it is that you do with the Hotspot with Darcy, is that you are now the producer of a festival, of a music festival in Riverton that's going to happen June 24th. We want to get the word out as much as we can.
Oh,
So
thank
that's
you.
something that that interests me. I'd like to talk to you about becoming a producer of a show. Is this the first one that you've done?
This is the first one I've done, completely by myself, where I decided, because I've been contemplating it for 3 years. And I will tell you a little background about how I came to do this at Riverton Fairgrounds. I am actually on the Oxen Committee with my dad, and we run the oxen pulls at the fair every year.
That's
So,
awesome.
yeah, it's a lot of fun. I grew up at the Riverton Fair. And so we've been doing that for a number of years, and I've been looking at this magical space, this beautiful spot nestled in the hills of the northwest corner that just not enough people know about. There's the Riverton Fair, which is a great draw, and it happens once a year. But I kept saying to myself, why does more not go on here? And so I started 3 years ago mentioning the idea, got some good response, and kind of like put it on the back burner because I was doing bunches of other stuff. And then I finally said this past October when I was sitting in the ring, looking around, going, you know what? So I went, I'm going to do this. So I went and I talked to the fair committee and asked them if I'd be able to use the fairgrounds because they really don't rent it out, because it's an undertaking to use a place like that
Sure.
as a venue. So I asked them and they said, yes, yeah, we'll lend it, we'll let you use it because, you're on the fair and I'm on the fair with my dad and my mother's lineage has been involved with the fair for like 110 years that it's been going, so they know I will never let anything happen to that fairgrounds.
Sure.
It's like, oh my goodness, I'd be in such deep trouble. And so they said that. And so I started the planning in October, and I've done enough big projects, working with other people on, you name it, from music festivals to chairing the Survivor event at the Relay for Life in the Northwest Corner, to being on alumni associations and resurrecting alumni associations. I'm on the board of directors for AIM, and I'm also their treasurer and event coordinator, and that is the organization that this festival is going to benefit.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just a festival, it's a festival with a
Right.
purpose.
Absolutely.
That's.
Absolutely. It's a multi-purpose because, I love the musicians in the music scene, and I think that they need as many platforms as possible to get the word out and to, do their craft. So the festival was conceived for a platform for local musicians and small businesses, vendors, crafters, because I like to promote, all that we have going on in here, Litchfield County. We have an amazing amount of artisans that produce beautiful works of art, things that are completely functional from A to Z. So I try to highlight that as well. I've worked with vendors for many years in different capacities. And then, so for the musicians, the vendors, and then to benefit the town, to bring more traffic to the town and create a community event where so many people can get involved with.
Absolutely.
And then also to benefit AIM for a Better Tomorrow, because they do wonderful work doing art and music programming for at-risk populations.
That's well, we're going to talk a little bit more about AIM. We're going to talk about more about the Still River Music Festival, which will occur June 24th in Riverton, Connecticut. We're going to be talking more with Darcy Abbott about her interest in music, about the hotspot, and so much more when we return right after these messages here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Cork. I'm here at WAPJ in the studio with Darcy from The Hotspot with Darcy. We've been talking about her music, her interest in music, and specifically her producing the Still River Music Festival, which will occur June 24th in Riverton, Connecticut. Now, Riverton is such a beautiful community. I enjoy driving up there,
Yes.
and if people haven't done that, there used to be the old Hitchcock furniture
Yes.
location. Of course, there's the People's Park, I think.
Yes, on the river.
On the river, that's right. But just that little that community, there's the general store.
Yes.
It's really a fun place to visit if you haven't gone.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you, I want to tell you, you just mentioned Hitchcock. Outpour from the community to support this festival has been amazing. Now, even before I ever put anything out on Facebook or before I really even like spoke the words like in any kind of a public forum and had just talked to a couple few people about it, it started spreading like wildfire. The Riverton store, Leslie, I went in there and I kind of asked them about it because I knew that there had been another kind of music event done in Riverton. You know, but they weren't going to be doing it again. So I just wanted to feel out how the community would be, you know, if I was to come to town and bring,
Sure.
you know, all these musicians and this big party for a day. So the response was amazing. Don Stein, the selectman, reached out to me before, like I said, before I started even really putting it out there, you know, with support. The town has been supportive. The community businesses have been supportive. Hitchcock Chair is one of our small business sponsors. Town and Country Realty and Winsted, you know, he came on as a stage sponsor. As soon as he heard about it, he was like, no, I want in on ground level. And that's Frank Berg with Town and Country out in Winsted. And then Joey's Fashions came in, and they were another business I volunteered for
That's
here.
great. In Torrington,
Yeah, in
they
Torrington and
right.
downtown. She came on as a stage sponsor. And Russ's Septic came on as a corporate sponsor. We did a trade because, you know, I need porta potties to run a festival.
That's
So,
very important. Yes.
yes. So, you know, we've had all of that. And, you know, I've had friends come on as friends of the festival with donations. It's been the outpouring of support has been just humbling, to be honest with you. The Lions Club called me. They're involved. The fire police and the local fire departments are all involved. You know, they've just reached out and everybody's so excited. So that tells me this area is prime for this. And, you know, the whole backdrop, the feeling for me is that there's so many pebbles of negativity being dropped in the ponds. You know, and I feel like we need to create a rock of positivity and like throw it in, you
Sure.
know, and so that's kind of like what I feel the festival is. And, you know, everybody's working together so well. I mean, you know, knock on wood, I'm so excited. Even I've got barbecue guys coming, and there's two barbecue guys coming, but they know each other. So they talk to each other and they are offering opposite menus.
Oh, that's really good. So that way
Yes,
people will
right.
have their choice depending on their, you know,
But
what they feel in the mood for that particular day. That's great.
And that's the
Or
kind of,
try both.
right.
There's no law that says you can't try both.
That's right. And we've got like, you know, the baked potato guy coming. We've got an ice cream truck coming. We've got knocker balls. Joey's Fashions will be there with fashion. We've got everything. Working on Bikers Against Animal Cruelty, you know, will be there. AIM, of course, will be there. And we have a beer garden. and all the profits from the beer garden go to support AIM. We have a basket raffle tent. All the profits from the basket raffle tent go to AIM, and we'll also a portion of those will go to the Dale Avery Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Now let's talk a little bit about AIM. Could you tell me a little bit more about AIM, their mission?
Yes. AIM, what we do is we try to bridge the gap where funding and stuff has been cut, and then we create our own programming, art and music programming, that we implement. So the whole mission is to, you know, promote, you know, a good response in the human condition, you know, to enhance the human condition through art and music.
And AIM, that's an acronym, correct?
Arts in Motion, but we are actually AIM for a Better Tomorrow. So because Arts in Motion actually is a pretty widely used acronym.
Okay.
So Rod Norwood, who's the CEO and the founder of AIM, you know, decided he wanted to brand it as AIM for a Better Tomorrow, because that's what we try to help the people we try to help do, is, you know, look for a brighter day coming.
And so this will this festival, the Still River Music Festival, will be a vessel that can help promote the work of AIM.
Right. And we've done work here in the local community. Last summer, we did our Dreamcatcher program, which Rod had, you know, conceived and saw, got some ideas about. And so then we sat down and we created it, and we implemented it with the Center for Youth and Families through Charlotte Hungerford. And there's actually a write-up about it in the Charlotte Hungerford Hospital's Health Matters that just came out for spring 2017.
Oh.
So you can read a little more about what we did with them there. And the Dreamcatcher program, we take small groups of kids, we give them a digital camera that's rechargeable, and then we pair them up with mentors, which I get DCF checked and everything, and we go out on a little outing. They get a professional photography lesson with a photographer that comes in and donates their time, and then we all go out, we take pictures, we come back, we look at them all. The kids get to pick their top 9, and we give them prints, and I take their top 5 from each kid. Last year, we did 12 kids. So, and we make that into a professional art showing. Like, I actually frame them in, you know, like 5x7 or 8x10, and, you know, give them their wall space with their name above it, and, you know, open to the community and their families.
Wow, that's a wonderful idea.
Thank you. It's like a culmination of their works. And then those prints are sold to the public or their families for, you know, $5 or $10, and the money goes back to pay it forward to the next group.
That's such a great idea.
Thank you.
That's exciting. So you, as I mentioned in the introduction, that you do so much volunteer work within the community that you've become a fixture within the arts and culture community here in Northwest Connecticut. Would that be a fair, it's hard for me to,
I would say yes, it probably is. I never really looked at it that way until somebody else pointed it out, because I never set out to like be a fixture. It was just like always set out to, what can I do? Mm-hmm. I've always believed in paying it forward, because, you know, many times in my earlier life, if it wasn't for people, you know, doing that kind of stuff and paying it forward, I might not have made it to where I am today, you know, so.
And one of the things that you have done, which actually ties in with the Still River Music Festival, is that when there was Swan Day, which was earlier this year, you were one of the presenters at the Rotunda?
Yes, the Rotunda stage.
The Rotunda stage. So you were the presenter there. So you were part of a music festival.
Mm-hmm.
That was a day-long festival that celebrated support women artists now.
Yes. And that was my second year doing that. And I enjoy it. And Jen Hill, she's just a firecracker. She's a shaker and a mover, and, you know, she gets it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that was a fantastic festival. And actually Murderous Chanteuse will be playing Still River Music Festival.
They will.
Yes. And her daughter, Scarlett.
Scarlett,
yes.
As a solo act. That's going to be great. Actually, you know what? I wanted that to be the teaser going into the next commercials, because I want people to come on back. When you come on back, I would love for you to be able to talk about some of the musicians who will be attending and performing the Still River Music Festival, which will occur June 24th in Riverton, Connecticut. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Darcy from Darcy's The Hotspot with Darcy here on Nutmeg Chatter. And welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. We're here in studio at WAPJ, and I'm speaking with Darcy Abbott. Darcy from The Hotspot with Darcy is the producer of the Still River Music Festival. This is going to be an amazing experience right there at the Riverton Fairgrounds. It's going to be a wonderful Saturday of entertainment starting at, I want to say, 11 a.m. It's going to run through approximately 10 p.m., and it's going to be just chock full of fun and excitement, and it's going to be a great experience. When we left for the break, there was a small teaser, if you will, in terms of some of the musicians who are going to be performing already. You already know that Murderous Chanteuse, Jen Hill, will be performing. Yes. That's going to be awesome already.
Yes.
And Scarlett. Scarlett will be performing as well.
Yes. Scarlett is Murderous Chanteuse's daughter, and she is just, you know, she is just a little mini Murderous Chanteuse. I mean, she's got her own style and her own sound, but she's got that drive, and I'm so excited. She's just started to break out in the last year, and it's all her own original music. She wrote it all, composed it all, and is, you know, working at producing it, you know, and coming out with singles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I happen to have been there at Performance Hub, the wonderful Performance Hub right there in the heart of downtown Torrington, and was able to see Scarlett have her, I believe it was her first or premiere performance on
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, that was a last minute thing. Jen had decided, you know, because, you know, Jen had decided, you know, she was going to have her open up for. And so I think she contacted you and did a nice article and kind of promoted it.
That was such a great experience. Great performer all around. So already we know there are going to be two amazing musical performances. Who else will be performing at the Still River Music Festival?
Well, we have Flipper Dave, which has been around. They started up in 1994.
And awesome.
Yeah, Flipper Dave, just an incredible, great jam band. And they are actually playing the last segment, so they close out the show. And we're opening up the show with a didgeridoo player, Dan Connors. So he'll be opening up, because I thought, we're going to open the show at about 11:30. So we want to ease the village into, you know, we want to wake them up gently. So we're going to start with Digi Dan. And then we have two singer-songwriter acts. We have Alan Coggins, who's coming in from Maine, and he's originally from the Winsted area and has some really great local original tunes that really hit the community vibe, actually.
Wow.
And I am so excited. He's coming all the way from Maine. I got Martha Rochelle and Andy Stiles, our duo, and so they will be on the bandstand, and very excited about them, and they do nice original works, fantastic singer-songwriter, kind of folk, you know, enjoyable. And so then we've got Corey Raymond Band, people may have heard of. He actually produced Crown Aid out in Collinsville to support the Crown and Hammer workers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's, you know, and his dad is Sono Studios, who is doing all of our sound.
Oh, okay.
For
wow.
For both stages, right.
Now, was Corey a guest on one of your recent programs?
Yes.
Because I remember watching that, actually, on Facebook, the Facebook Live. So right there's the tie-in. Corey was a great performer for your program.
Yes, thank you.
So now he's going to be performing live at the Still River Music Festival.
Yes, and he has also helped out with AIM. He and myself and Rod actually all went and did all the training to be Nutmeg TV volunteers. So we all do that together, you know, and so it's great. This whole group, you know, everybody's got the same like-minded. And so we've got Joey Batts and them coming out of Hartford.
Out of Hartford, that's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I wanted to do multi-genre because, you know, one of my hashtags is all genres matter.
Yeah.
So
I've actually seen some of his work on Facebook as well.
Yes.
I think somebody had posted to like a Hartford group page and he saw it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, he's great. And so he's, you know, he does some, one of his top songs is Bestie. And it's, you know, hey, 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 take a selfie. You know, it's the catchiest tune. You can find all these folks all over Reverb Nation and everything else. They're all everywhere.
Excellent.
So Joey Batts and them. Then we've got Kazoo Crew Family Band, which does kazoos and like horns and brass and just a lot of fun, high energy, exciting stuff. Soul Tsunami with Matt Ziner and Ray Morant. And so they're a lot of fun. They do some bluesy, jazzy, soulful kind of stuff, and but a lot of fun. You know, they
Excellent.
yeah, and we've also got a Joey Sexton band right here out of
Oh, wow. He's
Torrington.
great.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Once again, another performer who's performed at Performance Hub there. It's he's great.
Yep,
So that's huge.
Joey is fantastic. He just, yeah, he's fantastic, and he jumped on board really early on. And then we've got Con Coyote Doty and Moses Bone.
Really?
Yes, so we've got those guys coming on, and that's great blues. If any of you have been, you know, seeing those guys, you know, Con just tears it up. It's amazing. And I think that's it. We've got 13 acts
That's a
altogether.
lot. That's huge.
Yeah.
So people are definitely going to get their entertainment's worth when they support the Still River Music
Yes,
Festival.
and I just want to mention too that a couple of other key players that have really jumped on board with me, like right after I really started talking about it and came on to offer any everything they had to offer, is Eric Rogan Designs, who runs our website, www.stillrivermusicfestival.com.
Thank you. I was going to ask you if
Yes,
there's a way people could find out
yes.
more information. That's perfect.
Well, that's one of the things I did. I researched when I decided to do this. I researched a name to make sure it hadn't been already used and something that I could buy the domain name for.
Sure.
So we have a fully functional website and we are on Facebook as well. And so Eric Grogan has been integral in all of that and our poster design. He and I sat down, you know, his creative, my marketing, and got that done. And then Uncle Kenny, who's a local promoter who has helped me with, you know, getting some of the bands nailed down and other stuff. So
That's great. So you had it's not just a one woman production.
no.
This is an entire community coming together to say, "Hey, let's make something wonderful happen on June 24th."
And that's what I told Don Stein when he called me back in January about this before it really even launched. And I told him, I says, well, you know, it's, I said, I'm kind of the captain of the ship. I says, but as you know, any well-run ship has a whole entire crew. There's nobody is an island, you know, and so I never, you know, like I say, I might be the one that's kind of like putting it all together, keeping it organized and all that, but it would never just happen with one person. No show ever does.
So once again, for more information about the Still River Music Festival, where can people turn?
People can turn to www.stillrivermusicfestival.com. We are on Facebook, Still River Music Festival, and we are on Instagram, the Still River Music Fest.
Wow. Okay, so there are multiple ways, multiple
Yes.
paths to get your information between now and June 24th when the festival occurs.
Correct.
So if people
Yes.
are on Facebook or they are on Instagram, they can click if they're even if they're just interested in the performance,
Right.
click on it. That way they can get more information about it.
And they can get pre-sale discount tickets right now.
Really?
Yes. So the ticket prices right now are pre-sale through Eventbrite, which you can click right on our website.
Okay, so there's a pre-sale and then there'll be a at the gate. Good information to have. We understand that is the Still River Music Festival, which will occur June 24th in Riverton, beautiful Riverton, Connecticut. It's great location right up there, northwest Connecticut, the place to be there for June
Yes.
24th. Darcy, I really appreciate it. As I was going to add to my tag, as I often do anyway, I say stay tuned for Darcy, the hotspot with Darcy at 4 p.m. So I'm going to say that with you here in
Yes.
front of me, here on the
Thank
stage.
you.
Please stay tuned for the hotspot with Darcy at 4 p.m. It's always a great program, and I enjoy listening to it. So
Thank you.
please do. I want to thank you for coming in to talk to me on Nutmeg Chatter.
Well, thank you. And I enjoy playing your show and listening to your show right before mine. It's always informative. I always find out more stuff in the community.
We will have to do this again.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This has been Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Some of our music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music. So we thank them for that. Once again, as I've stated previously, please stay tuned for The Hotspot with Darcy at 4 p.m. right here on WAPJ. And thank you for listening to our chat.